On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Avoca Hills community is calling on eThekwini to repair a water leak that started 2 months ago. A resident who's reported the issue to the municipality says he's had to take matters into his own hands to keep his home safe. He says water is gushing out from a pipe just outside his property near the meter.
One, we've got low water pressure now in terms of our shower. The house has got water, but the erosion that's happening around my home, it's becoming a bit serious in the sense that I had to put a little drain to divert the water from the house because to prevent seepage into the property, into the home. It's not a small leak. It's leaking about 1,000 litres an hour.
eThekwini Water says it's dispatched a team to carry out repairs. The homeowner says he tried to sort out the issue privately, but wasn't able to do so.
It's a hole in the pipe. I got a private plumber to come and have a look at it. You can see it's literally popping through, so it's not even deep down or anything. The problem is we would have attended to it privately and just got it sorted out, but we need to close the water on the municipal line, otherwise you can't work on it.
A youth group in Chatsworth has voiced its disappointment at bail being granted to a local pastor accused of rape. A 31-year-old charged with assaulting a 14-year-old girl was released on 5,000 rand bail on Monday. Cell phones and laptops were seized from the man's home during his arrest last month. Previn Verdon from the Nelson Mandela Youth Centre says they're concerned about the victim.
Sexual assault and exploitation of minors are, of course, crimes that have no place in our society. We believe that our justice system will ensure that a fair and thorough investigation into these allegations take place and that the rights and well-being of the victim are prioritized through this legal process. I also believe that the South African law is quite clear on the protection of minors from such acts.
Marine biologists say there's been a mass stranding involving more than 100 pilot whales on an Australian beach. As many as 160 mammals became stranded this morning at Toby's Inlet south of Perth. More than 26 of them have already died. Wildlife officers are trying to guide some of the pilot whales away from the beach and into deeper waters. A recap of our lead story, the Avoca Hills community is calling on eThekwini to repair a water leak that started 2 months ago. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.